T-19 to episode 1000. It's Monday, September 25th. Excuse me, it's Thursday, September 25th, and you're listening to the Geek at Geek News Central. This is show number 981, sponsored in part by GoDaddy.com. Get a WordPress builder site, domain name, and Outlook email address for just $1 a month for 12 months, or pick up a domain name for just $1.49. All my specials can be found at geeknewscentral.com/GoDaddy. Geek News Central is a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network. Hey folks, I got a great show lined up for you here tonight. You know what comes next? Strap in. Here it comes.
All right, people, I need a go-no-go for the Geek News Central podcast. Digital archive recorders.
We're go fly.
Microphone.
We're go fly.
Video feed.
Go.
Web browser.
Go.
RSS data stream aggregator.
Go fly.
Interflux Toddism suppressor.
All right, I'm confused.
Host readiness check.
Welcome to the show. Welcome to the show.
The Geek News Central podcast is a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network. If it's tech, it's here. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are ready to go. Cue Todd in...
5.
Button, who's got the button?
4.
There is no cause for alarm.
3.
Everybody hold on to something.
2.
Just press the button.
1.
It's showtime.
Aloha and welcome to Geek News Central. Of course, my name is Todd Cochran. I want to welcome you to the show. Of course, we give a very, very, very warm extended welcome to all of our longtime listeners and viewers. I want to thank you guys for being here. Those of you that are brand new, thanks for coming and checking out the show. And we want you to stay subscribed, and it's really easy to do that. And, you know, one thing about this show is we're here like clockwork. So every Monday and Thursday night, I'm live with you. Of course, you can watch the live show at live.geeknewscentral.com. But more importantly, I record pretty late in the evening here on a little standard time. I start at 8 p.m., which is like 11 o'clock in the evening on the West Coast and 2 o'clock in the morning on the East Coast during daylight savings time. We'll have a few more people in the live room when the clocks change and the separation's only 5 hours from the East Coast and 2 hours from the West. But while you're sleeping, don't worry. You can get the show. All you got to do is come over to the website. And when you're on the website, you'll see the link to iTunes prominently placed on the second column of the website. Get subscribed via iTunes if you're iOS user, Apple device user. Or if you're on Android, you'll definitely want to click on the RSS feed with the headset. And what that's going to do is going to give the ability here to get subscribed via a podcatcher app that you may have loaded on your Android device. If you don't have one, go out and grab Beyond Pod. That's the app that I like to use on the Android platform. Get subscribed right there, and you'll never miss single episode of this, what I consider, great tech show. So anyway, in reaching out to the show is just as important as subscribing, and we want all of you to definitely interact with me on a regular basis. You can send emails directly to me at the show here, geeknews@gmail.com. You can ping me on Twitter as well. And of course, we've got a way for you to sign up for a newsletter. That newsletter is pretty snazzy. It's pretty easy. All you do is you just get an email, and you put your address right in there in the box and subscribe, and then we'll send you periodically an email announcing stuff for the show, and also the show notes. Everything that I cover in today's show will be in the actual links in the not only on the blog post, but in the email that comes to you via the newsletter. You can find the link to the newsletter right there on the website at geeknewscentral.com. So definitely take advantage of that as you can so that you, again, that you don't miss a single episode. You can follow us on the Roku, Google TV, Android TV, Chromecast, on the YouTube channel, youtube.com/geeknews. We're really everywhere that you are, and we want you to basically watch the show at your leisure, or listen to your show at your leisure, or where you want, when you want. But just don't forget, every Tuesday and Friday morning, the show is released and made available for you to grab. You know, it's been an interesting week here. You know, it's things have just been busy with kids and school, and you know, I have to laugh because on yesterday morning, we get up pretty early here. It used to be 5, now it's 4:30. I leave the house with the kids and my wife in tow at 5:30 in the morning. So, you know, pretty grumpy people at 5:30 in the morning. And, you know, here it is already. It's 8 p.m. in Hawaii time. By the time I get done with the show, it's, you know, wrapped up. It's probably 11 o'clock, 10:30, 11 o'clock. And I jump in bed and get, you know, 4 or 5 hours sleep. But the day before, yesterday morning, maybe, I think it was yesterday morning. Time evades me here a little bit. I apologize. My son starts like screaming, yes, 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 great, yes, oh my God, yes, yes, yes. And it's like 5 o'clock in the morning. I'm kind of brushing my teeth. I'm like, what's wrong with him? And he comes in the bathroom. He's jumping around, and you know, I'm still standing there with a towel. I'm looking at him. I got 32, got a 32. And I'm like, oh, I'm going to 32 and what? I got a 32 and what? And, his ACT score came back, and he raised his score 4 or 5 points. So 32 out of 36. So he was, you know, jumping for joy over that. 5 o'clock in the morning, it's kind of, I was kind of like, leave me alone still, you know. And that was a kind of a highlight here for the last couple of days. And those of you that have parents that have kids that are, you know, getting ready to go off to college or, you know, so he's got big aspirations, you know, he wants to be a doctor. And I'm just thinking, oh, my poor wallet, you know, and definitely I want him to have as many scholarships as possible. And, you know, I've encouraged him scholarships, grants. Because I don't know if we're going to be able to do it otherwise. You know, this is an expensive place to live. So this will help. This 32 out of 36 on the ACT will be a big. And he maxed out the science areas, math, a couple other things that he needed really heavily. So I was quite pleased with that. October 9th is a big day here. October 9th is fast approaching. And October 9th will actually celebrate 10 years of doing the Geek News Central podcast. October 9th, 2004 was when we started the show. We're not going to be able to marry up the 1,000th show, but I think October 9th show will just be as big a show as the 1,000th show. So we're planning here for that. We definitely want to hear from all of you on your memories of the show. And those of you been here with us from double digits or even single digits, we want to hear from you and get your emails incoming so we can start prepping for that October 9th, 10th anniversary show. So that's just to give you a little heads up there. Hey, you know, tonight's show is sponsored in part by our good friends over at GoDaddy. GoDaddy's been with us here, you know, just as about as long as we've been doing the show, at 9 years. And let's see here, 2005, July of 2005 was when they started sponsoring. So, you know, they've been here with us for a long, long time, and they continue to put out, put together great deals for all of you. And they brought another one on board here, and let me see if I can find this for you. And what it is this is really designed for those of you that are business owners and you're looking, or a new business owner, and you're looking to kind of get your business website started. And it's really called Website Builder. And the important thing about the website builder is you get a domain, you get the website builder website, and you get a Microsoft Office 365 email, all for $1 a month, first year only. And this is a big, big deal here. So really what you're getting some huge values. Now, if you pick up a .co or .org, there's some additional fees, of course, but if you just get that .com, and sign up for Website Builder. So there's good information about Website Builder. And over 12 million people right now trust GoDaddy to make them look like rock stars on the web. And really what we've done is they've loaded those folks up with everything they need to build and manage an online business. Everything and a lot of them. It's all started with a domain name. As the world's leading domain registrar since 2005, GoDaddy has helped millions of customers find success online with the right domain name. So, you know, domains, the website builder, and really, you know, think about website builder here is it allows you to easily create your own professional website. You know, it's easy to use, hundreds of customizable designs, free. Again, lots of stuff that's going on there. Now, normally, you know, They've got personal, business, and business plus. And that dollar month plan, can't beat that at all. And again, all kinds of cool designs for you to pick from that you can really get up and running as a business owner. So we want you to use these promo codes that I've got for you here to save money. Lock it in now. And the code it's for the domain, website builder, and Microsoft Outlook email addresses, dollar month is GNCGOT. GNCGOT. Now, you can also take and pick up a different product and just take 30% off on a new order by using the promo code GNC30 or Geek149 for $1.49.com. So again, we want to thank GoDaddy for being a longtime sponsor here at Geek News Central, providing you magnificent values on products and services over at GoDaddy. Your support of GoDaddy supports this show in a big, big way. It allows me to do what I do to continue to produce this show, keep the lights on, keep the family fed. So we want you to continue to push forward and be creative, get those ideas flowing, and pick up a domain at GoDaddy or a hosting account, whatever may be your desire. Again, lots of promo codes, 50% off codes, dollar month codes, lots of free domain codes, all goes at geeknewscentral.com/GoDaddy. Okay, so let's go ahead and get into the rest of the stack here. Again, 10-year anniversary, October 9th. The blog, believe it or not, itself, the blog, Geek News Central, was, the website was in existence before the podcast. The blog is now 12 years and 5 months old. And it goes into one of the things I'm going to talk about here at the beginning of the show about blogging and my experience so far with that. And of course, we're thinking about where we're going to go after 1,000 with the show. Right now, no major changes are planned, but there is, you know, my brain is always thinking what we can do next. And, you know, when you have a successful format, you're scared to change things. But at the same time, you like to kind of, you know, juice things up a little bit. I find I make changes and then I kind of come run home to mama. It's kind of hard after 1,000 episodes to teach an old dog new tricks, but I continue to try to look out there what's going on in space and making sure that we're doing cool things for you so that you'll continue to hit play here. Also, you know, I'm kicking myself really in the can in a big, big way. And up on my, back here in my studio, I've had an amplifier for this microphone that, quite frankly, went on the fritz quite a while ago. And I just took it out of the chain, pulled it out and, you know, put the, basically everything back the way it was originally, run off the amps on the mixer and have had no issues. But I had what's called a Solo 610, very expensive. As a matter of fact, let me look it up online right now. The Solo 610 today retails for, it's $1,000. So it's Universal Audio Solo 610, and it wasn't working, wouldn't come on, wouldn't turn on. So I finally kind of got my act together and sent this thing in for repair. So it shipped it off a couple of weeks ago, and the phone rings this morning, and I pick it up, and it's like the guys from Universal Audio, and they're like, "Hey, Todd, we got your Solo 610 here." And I'm like, "Yeah." And he says, "Dude, it works. We can't see what's wrong with it." I'm like, "Huh? What do you mean it works?" I said, "Before I sent it to you, you know, it wouldn't come on. The light was out. I checked the fuse." And he says, "I'm telling you, it's sitting here running like a champ." So the only thing I can think, and you know, here I am. I'm an electronic technician by my trade. That's what I did for 24 years. And I said, you know, when it went out, I didn't even open the lid and take the top off and look down. So, you know, spent $60 to ship that thing to him, $75 for him to look at it. You know, they're going to ship it back to me. So all total, I'll be out $200. I sent him something that wasn't broke, or probably what was happening. There was probably something inside the box that was a little loose. This was like, I'm thinking to myself, rookie mistake. And, the box will be back. So I'll get it back in the chain and, if those of you maybe never noticed the change in the audio, but, we'll get it back in the stack and I like the sound of it. So for $1,000, it better sound doggone good. Right. But, anyway, yeah, I've had to think for, it's been on this, you know, shelf back there not working forever. And I'm like, oh, I just finally get this thing around to sending it in. I'm quite the procrastinator sometimes. I really am. All right. To be honest with you, I have no idea who's on the new media show tomorrow. Rob will probably let me know and we'll see. I think he's got someone scheduled. I remember talking about it, but to be honest with you, I don't know. So be on Saturday live on that at 8 a.m. Or I think we're going live. There's something going on in L.A. too, so maybe I've got my weekends mixed up. But anyway, that's it for basically what I want to talk about here at the beginning of the show. Hey, we want to support, thank, and I'll recognize them here at the end of the show, all our insiders. Thank you for your contributions to the show. And I have got picked out and placed on order some really, really cool, well, a cool gift. You guys, when you see this, you're going to be part of our 1,000 group. You're going to want to be part of the Warriors Council, okay? Now, the Warriors Council is a combined contribution to the show of $1,000. When you see what I'm going to be given to our soon-to-be inducted Warriors, you're going to want to be there. So I'll probably be bringing one of the items on and showing it and maybe taking a picture of it on the next show. I'll try to get it ordered. It is really, well, I know where to go get them, so trying to order them and get a little cheaper online. But these things are nice, and when they're engraved, holy cow, it's going to be cool. All right. So anyway, let's move on here, and we'll get into the tech. Just kind of got a kind of weird mood going, weird vibe in the studio tonight. The trade winds are back, but it's not coming in my window over here, and I'll be honest with you, I got the fan turned all the way up, and it's causing the glare shields on the lights to rattle. So you're probably hearing that in the background. So I'm turning the fan's speed down. But I did want to give a shout out to Paul in New York City. Paul, I know you got Fios in New York. I'm sorry, but I just can't talk my wife into moving to New York. Be honest with you, I wouldn't want to live in Manhattan. I just could not handle it. Now, maybe upstate, potentially, but no, I just don't know, man. That's a hard sell. I think Austin. If I was to pick anywhere to go, and if she would let me move tomorrow, Austin would be the place. All right, and like I said, the temperature in this room is just incredible right now because of the way the trades have been. So if you see me start sweating, or if you hear me sweating, that's why, folks. Okay. All right. I do want to talk just a little bit about, you know, the 15 years or 12 and a half years of blogging. And, you know, as I was thinking back about, you know, what I wrote in the past, and I don't write as much as I used to. But one thing I've always noticed on me is typos never show themselves until I hit publish. And then it's like glaring. You're like, come back 15 minutes later and you're like, why did I do that? Because it's just, you're thinking to yourself, how did I miss that? You know, and I think my blog has been effective in molding me over the years. It's kind of interesting, you know, journey that I've been on by blogging on a regular basis. You know, I don't have a personal blog. I do over at toddblog.com, but I haven't put anything on that thing in years, and I don't know why. I guess I share so much on this show with you guys that, you know, having that additional outlet is maybe felt a little overrated or under. It's definitely underutilized, but, you know, I share everything here. So if anyone ever wants a history of me, and you know, they're going to have to go back and listen to the first 15 minutes of 1,000 shows to see where my mindset's been over the years. And so I think that's been a good part of it. And me talking to all of you twice weekly, quite frankly, gives me an outlet to kind of vent some frustration and on what's going on in the tech space and share cool stuff. So that's been a big part of the journey over the past 12 plus years. And You know, and I think the feedback that I have gotten from the blog and from the show over a long period of time has been the most meaningful. The things that piss me off and that type of stuff short-lived, but it's a long-term feedback. And it's part of the reasons why, as this audience has been together for so long and continues to grow, that's why I keep saying, hey, send me an email. Tell me about yourself. In many times I meet you, you know me and I don't know you. And after this many years, it's time to tighten that up a little bit. We're going to be here, you know, for another 10 years, I hope. And I want you guys to, we're friends, but I want us to all become best friends. And, you know, for many of you, maybe we're best friends already. But I really want, it helps me understand the mindset of this show, or the mind hive, not mindset, the mind hive of this show, to know you guys more. So, you know, this is a small thing. Just asking, drop me an email, geeknews@gmail.com. And give me the 411 on you. Give me a little bio, a little background. And I'm not going to embarrass anyone or anything like that. I just want to get to know each and every one of you that listen to the show a lot better over time. And there's folks that have been listening to the show for a while that I know very well. We've had dinner together and shared secrets and told war stories and all kinds of things. So, that's been a big difference between the blog and this, is that the lessons I've learned from the show have been probably much greater than the blog, but everyone gets a little bit different out of it over the time, as time goes on. But anyway, that's just being too melancholy here. So let's move on to the news. Boy, I tell you, Apple PR this week. Holy smokes. And I really, you know, I may have jumped the gun a little bit, but I really thought after the Ben gate broke, where, you know, there's some iOS 6 users showing their Bent 6 Plus. You know, that really, for about 24 hours there, I was I'm not doing that. I'm going to Android. And what really set me off is I got a friend of mine who has a brand new iPhone 6, and he showed me his, and it had a little, and it wasn't because it had a little wobble in it. And when you laid it on its face, it just wasn't right. And he's not a skinny guy that wears skinny jeans, but he had it in his pocket quite a bit since he'd bought it. And even the iPhone 6 to me, it looked warp. And I was really, when I saw these 6 Plus images, it really kind of like, whoa. And it was, what was weird is I had seen that phone that day without seeing the articles on the 6 Plus coverage. Now, Apple's saying only 9 people have been affected, at least 9 reported, which I find a little hard to believe, considering that just, you know, myself seeing an iPhone 6 without a Plus, the regular size, having a little warping going on. That, you know, that to me is like, just randomly I see a phone and it doesn't look 100%, it doesn't look right, it doesn't lay flat, it just made me kind of go, it wasn't because of the camera either, don't get me wrong there, but of course, and then they had the 8.0.1 rollout, which was a disaster. They had to pull it after an hour of it being online, and it was bricking some phones and causing all kinds of issues. But, you know, Apple was pretty quiet there for just a little bit, but they've come out swinging today. Obviously, you know, and making that announcement of only having 9 phones having issues, supposedly. And why aren't you loading? Here we go. They invited The Verge, CNET, and some other folks out to, let me make this change here. They invited them out to their torture center. And it's basically where they test the iPhone, and this facility is a few blocks from the Cupertino office space. It's in a rather nondescript building, but inside is where Apple subjects its newest models to all kinds of things they might run into in their real world. Basically, drops, pressure, twisting, tapping, basically all the things that could turn your shiny gadget into a pile of metal and glass. And they said that they tested 30,000 iPhone 6 units. That's a pretty big number here. So they went through 15,000 of each of this iPhone 6 and iPhone 6 Plus, and they said those were the most tested phones that they've ever had. So they, you know, they were trying to find all kinds of ways to, you know, figure out ways to break these things and make them, you know, before we got them in our hands, and bending them, you know, some of the same type of stress tests that, you know, people have been demonstrating. So, trying to show what what this really was by Apple, and we can say it is what it is, but they're in damage control. I think they know that they have a bigger problem than what they're letting on to, but it's one of those situations where it will resolve itself if not too many people come forward. But they even had, you know, what you would expect to be a torsion test. And they had shown them up there and twisting them back and forth to the point of failure and all kinds of crazy stuff going on as well. And they know that real-world testing, in other words, real-world usage, is going to show some stuff. But, you know, none of us are going to take our phones and try to bend it. Let's be honest. None of us are going to take that thing and, that would be on the definition of insanity to do that. As much money as these things cost, you know, the last thing we want to do is drop them, bend them, twist them, right? But at the same time, if they truly did get bent by being in a pocket, that is a big, big, big concern. And again, I don't know if we've seen the end of this, but 36 hours here later, I'm kind of back on the go with the iPhone 6 Plus. Now, the case, I got to have a case. And that's my only concern is, will the case take it to the point where it's too big? And again, I kind of got to weigh that a little bit. So I've got through the weekend to make my final decision on this jump here. But, you know, after seeing some other reports about some other phones that have been bent as well, but I'm going to be honest with you. You know, when I saw the picture of that one dude showing a bent phone, again, we don't know fully the situation on, you know, whether or not what the occurrence was here. But this definitely got some people's attention. And, you know, no one's going to take their phone and bend it with their hand. But if it comes out of your pocket bent, that's a big, big, again, yeah, I just don't think anybody would do that on purpose. Now, at the same time, the FBI, and I guess, we'll save the FBI for a few minutes from now. But Apple now has released iOS 8.0.2, and that release apparently is doing much better. I was watching Twitter this afternoon. And apparently that so far they're not finding any issues. So, but as tomorrow rolls in and people start hitting 802 after they get a little more confidence in it, we'll see. But on the iOS 8.1, about 40,000 devices were affected by the glitch. If you're one of those 40,000, you know, it definitely sucked to be you for sure. And, you know, you're definitely in the hurt locker there. So, been, again, reading a lot of stuff about the phone and what people have had to say, and some people are actually saying that those that got the 6 wish they'd have got the 6 Plus largely because of the larger battery life. And I thought that was curious. That's something I always struggle with. I'm always on a battery or on a charger. Of course, my phone's a little older and the battery's got some issues. So it definitely is one of those deals where you know, it's nice to see some people say, yep, I should have went with the 6 Plus, but, it is an awful big phone. It really is. And, you know, phablet or phone, that's the question. Is it a phablet or is it a phone? All right. Finally on the Apple stuff, and then we'll move on to other topics. The FBI is, slamming the Apple iPhone, iPad encryption, and basically say it puts people above the law. And I think what folks are saying is based upon the stuff that they've been learning about what Edward Snowden has had to say, I think most people are kind of tongue-in-cheek, like, yeah, we want encryption. It's a kind of a stick-it-to-the-man type of a situation, because I think we all can appreciate that if there was to be a terror attack, or if we had some pedophile that was not able to be caught or prosecuted because they couldn't get into his phone, I think we would all have a significant concern about that. So I don't know where the public discussion is going to go, but the pendulum has definitely shifted all the way to the right or left, depending on where you sit on this. And Google's saying it's going to be switching to a similar system by default as well. Now, the question is, will they legislate that out? Will Congress put in laws that will force Apple and Google to keep the encryption keys so that they can get into your phone if they need be? I think that they probably will. I think, in my opinion, the Apple iPhone 6 and the next version of Google phone will be, in my opinion, based upon everything that we've heard and basically the tenor of some of the officials, I think it'll be the last phone we will ever see that will have the same level of protection. I think come iPhone 7 or maybe even before, they will be legislated into forcing to bring the encryption keys out of the phone and bringing them server-side so that they can basically respond to search warrants and to get access to the phones. So if not, I'll be surprised. I really will. If they don't move and make a change and this becomes the standard, I think all of us will feel a lot better. But at the same time, I just don't see how they can make it happen. I really, really don't. All right, the next article is about this thermal smartphone. And of course, when I was at CES, the picture that's on my Facebook page right now is a thermal image of me and in my profile picture. But there is a new smartphone accessory that's making some headlines, and they aren't necessarily 100% positive. Oh, that's interesting. What's his promo code? Oh, isn't that interesting? I went to the Android Police website, and some of the same banners from that I have on Geek News Central kind of popped up. So I guess Android Police is also, I got GoDaddy as a sponsor. Kind of curious. I didn't know they were on. But anyway, so there's this phone called Seek. Excuse me. It's not a phone. It's an adapter. It's called Seek Thermal. It's a real thermal imaging device that you can attach to your smartphone's micro USB port. A Galaxy S4, S5, Moto X, Moto G are currently supported officially in a feed live video from the IR camera to the display. Now, this is a interesting move here because, you know, up to this point, and I said this at CES, is thermal imagers have been largely it's so expensive they haven't been able to be within the purview of a consumer owning. You know, a FLIR, and of course that's the company I talked to that was going to have the iPhone add-on, a FLIR, even with a 160 by 120 resolution, cost about $2,500. But like most IR cameras, Seek's field of view is also extremely narrow. It's just 36 degrees. But the thing I want to talk about this, and we've had some security alerts where people are saying that people are using these to try to determine what people are using from what they're using in their putting their PIN number in at ATMs and so forth. And how that works is if you go up to an ATM and you got someone standing off the side of you that's got one of these on there and you push your PIN number in and then you are not any longer on the keypad, if they thermal image that, they can see the darkest and the lightest and then the other two numbers in between, and pretty quickly they can figure out your PIN number. So there's been some issues about that. But my real world use on this is that How many of you live and have a dark area out in your backyard that isn't lit up maybe by a light, or it's just an area that you know, it's one of those areas where you just can't see real well? Well, with these FLIRs, and this one cost $199, is that you can see really in the dark. No lights have to be on. You hear a noise. You can go to the window. If it's too dark to see in your backyard, you basically can just zoom this around. You can see what's going on. It could be animal, dog, person, peeping Tom. You have no idea. This thing is really, really cool. And I played with the one from FLIR as well, and I don't know where they're at and their release ability or where it is in the release cycle. But you really can see stuff with this. And any of you that have never played with FLIR, you're going to want to watch the videos that's in this article to get to understand what you can see. Again, FLIR is infrared. It can tell the difference between cold and hot. It shows it on the screen. Let's say you've got a person that's been working out in the yard and they come in and you use a FLIR on them, you'll probably see around their armpit areas and chest where it's very hot, maybe top of their head. You can see where the hot spots are. And it's, you know, depending on the sensitivity, that can be a little bit odd as well, depending on where you're pointing the camera and or the image, the sensor, and also the thickness of clothes. But it's definitely it's a cool tool. And for $199, if I had one of these phones, I would own this. And it's just cool. It really, really is. So anyway, again, it's called Seek Thermal Smartphone Infrared Camera. $199. It's amazing. I like it. I'm a geek. This is definitely a geek buy of the day. Get your $199 out if you have a supporting phone and go pick one up. Okay, so let's talk about the next story that was making the headlines. It made me laugh today. Laugh and mad at the same time. Comcast and Time Warner released a massive 300-page rebuttal to criticism of their proposed merger. Now, not only were those two telco giants externally defensive in this write-up, but they actually go as far as claiming that their harshest critics are extortionists. So again, I'm going to say that again. They go so far to say that their harshest critics were extortionists. Unsurprisingly, competitors, clients, and critics alike have taken, you know, some serious issues with those accusations, and some are asking for a formal apology. In a public statement from Common Cause Advocacy Group, former FCC Commissioner Michael Kopp says, "We never sought anything from Comcast, directly or indirectly, and the company knows it. Comcast owes us an apology. Considering the issues surrounding aggressive customer service reps, poor treatment of monopoly victims, and forcing Netflix to pay up for its better access, it's shocking to see Comcast accusing others of extortion. At its core, this is a little more than the pot calling the kettle black." And I agree. So here they are. They're venting. Oh, they're holding the, you know, if you want to, again, it's 300 pages and it's redacted. A lot of it's redacted. So it's incredible. The gall. It's very obvious to me that Comcast thinks they've got this in the bag and they're going to do whatever they can to make this acquisition happen. So, but It's just, do as I say, not as I do. That type of thing with Comcast continues to give me a much greater bad taste in the mouth for that particular company. All right, an alert here. Subscribers to Netflix are now watching more than 90 minutes of videos every day. That's crazy. So just one more. All you binge watchers out there, you're adding up the average of 93 minutes a day. That's incredible. Now, if you look at the Q4 11 numbers of Netflix, stream per sub per month, it was just under about 26, 27. But now, Netflix hour stream per sub per month worldwide is about 46, 47. So it tells you where you're, and I know I'm guilty of this too. Sunday afternoon, a little extra time. Man, that's what I do. I find a Netflix series and I watch two or three movies, or I work on a series I'm watching. I'm having a hard time getting dialed into any series right now. It's just, you know, the storyline's predictable. The storyline moves too slow. It is one of those things that just happens. You know, I don't watch a lot of TV. I watch a lot of movies. So for me to get heavily engaged in a television series is tough. And I've just been finding that's the case. So if you have a good series you've been watching, just drop me a line. Let me know, and love to check it out. All right, AT&T at the same time is saying we can only compete with Mega Comcast by acquiring DirecTV. So AT&T's are really loving Comcast right now, as the scrutiny of Comcast's $45 billion attempt to acquire Time Warner has really obscured AT&T's own attempted $48.5 billion effort to acquire DirecTV. So some say that the AT&T deal is worse in that it eliminates a company that has been rather disruptive in the pay TV market and replaces it with a company that has a legacy of avoiding real competition by any means necessary. So AT&T is going out so far to use Comcast deal as an example why regulators should approve the deal. They say, this is what AT&T says, the combined AT&T and DirecTV will be able to offer new and better service bundles, creating stronger competitor to the cable bundles. Cable has long been the dominant provider of broadband and video service in the United States, and if the Comcast, Time Warner, Cable, Charter transactions are completed, that dominance will swell even further. By uniting AT&T's wireline and wireless broadband infrastructure and DirecTV's nationwide video service under common ownership, the combined company will be able to bundle broadband and video as well as wireless service in ways that it could not without the transaction. It will do so in many areas where cable incumbents are still the only bundled service provider. I think they got a game book. And they are definitely playing it right to the tilt. So, you know, that's, and it's true. The AT&T deal is kind of flying under the radar. But I had to laugh today on Reddit. Some guy says if we really hate Comcast and Time Warner this much, we should just bite the bullet and cancel service. That's the only way to send them any kind of message they care about. A financial one. But here's the problem with that comment. There's no alternative. There really isn't. And if there is an alternative, it's like taking 10 steps back or 10 year steps back. So, you know, it's one of those situations where, you know, those famous, I won't say what I was going to say, because if I say what I'm going to say, I'm going to make some of you mad. But it's definitely, it's a hate-love situation here, you know? We love our broadband, but we hate the company. You know, unfortunately, we're stuck with them, right? So until there's competition, we can't vote with our wallets. That's the problem. A monopoly in the United States has caused no competition. And they've been protected in a big, 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 big way. And It's not going to change anytime soon. All right, you Unix and Linux and Mac users out there, pay attention. Bash, have you heard about Bash? Do you know what Bash is? Well, it's called the Bash bug. And it's gone from bad to worse here as damage from the bug spreads. Many of the early patches are providing ineffective. And basically what this does is it affects the core of Linux machines. And this one is really, really bad. They're saying that PHP-based web applications will be particularly vulnerable. Connected devices like smart appliances are also expected to be vulnerable in the long term, since the devices are often slow to be patched. Unlike Heartbeat, Bash attacks allow for remote code execution, allowing an attacker to exploit the vulnerability for malware distribution. Most attacks from the bug will target web servers and network devices. So, what's the story here? Well, Macs might be susceptible. And definitely websites. And the reason that Macs might be susceptible is because Macs basically are running a Linux backend. And so they've got some warnings here and some things you can do. but there's going to be a lot of patching going on very soon. But this, you know, with this flaw leaving OS X more open to attack, it's what's really going to happen here is that Mac OS X Mavericks, which is on the affected list, basically likely means that the vulnerability will find its way into some systems. So there's a good write-up on a bunch of pages about this. I've just got a couple pages for you here. And I was hoping then if someone would summarize the OS X issue a little more, but they haven't. And so they do have some instructions out there. Oh, anyway, here's something. When it comes to brass tacks, most major websites most get their own. Apple no doubt patch OS X implementation quickly. There is a highly technical do-it-yourself fix now. They're saying it's impossible to know just how far this flaw reaches. And so expect to see a security update from OS X very, very quickly here. So Mavericks is the operating system currently affected. And there's some ways to check your Mac or Linux machine to determine if you're vulnerable to some of the stuff that's out there. So I have that link for you to check out. And there's, you know, basically some simple instructions you can use to make sure your machines are either good or bad in Linux and on OS X. Now, something semi-related, and we don't know fully why, but Amazon has announced that they're going to perform a massive reboot of EC2. And EC2, of course, is part of their cloud infrastructure. EC2 is where all the servers run that are on Amazon Web Services. And they're over the next like 3 or 4 days, I think starting tomorrow, they're going to be rebooting basically about all their network, minus some instance sizes that are larger. But they haven't explained what's going on here, but they will disclose on October 1st after they get all the machines patched. So for them to do this is pretty extraordinary. It doesn't happen very often, at least that I'm not aware of. And talking with Angelo, because some of our infrastructure runs on Amazon Web Services, and we've had to make some, basically put some stuff in quickly in place to make sure that some of our databases are just have, they can't be down. The zero, it's a zero downtime situation. So we're making sure they'll be ready for their maintenance cycle and be on another box when it comes our turn to, you know, do our primary. Mega. Yeah, you know, you guys know Mega, right? We've talked about Mega quite a few times. Of course, Mega is was founded by Kim.com. And the site bears little resemblance now to his defunct Mega Upload. But perhaps most importantly, Mega was the most scrutinized file hosting startup ever. So every single detail simply had to be squeaky clean over there. As a result, the site took extensive legal advice to ensure that it complies with every single facet of the law. Nevertheless, a group by the called NetNames produced a report on shadowy file hosting sites, which we talked about on this show, which surprisingly included mega.co.nz. The file hosting company responded by threatening further action unless it was removed from the defamatory report. Now, as promised, the New Zealand-based company is taking things to the next level, giving them a week to do a large number of items. And then if they don't do that, I would suspect that a lawsuit is going to quickly follow. But we'll see where this leads. But this is the first time I've ever seen a file sharing site go out and say, or not a file, a file storage site has went out and said, listen, if you're not going to apologize, we're going to sue you. That doesn't happen very often. Usually they're in court explaining their stuff. This is not the case with Mega at this point. So we'll see how this plays out. At the same time, Google hit back at News Corp's claim that it's a platform for piracy. Google has hit back again by this claim by Rupert Murdoch that it is a platform for piracy, arguing that it does more than almost any other company to fight illegal online activity. The online search company responded to News Corp's open letter to the European Competition Commissioner Zhuangkan Illumina last week in a post titled "Dear Rupert" on its Google Europe blog. I think that, So, they basically said, hey, you knuckleheads, this is not the case. This is why, We are big on privacy and piracy and are stopping piracy. So it's kind of interesting. They definitely listed a whole bunch of stuff about shutting down pedophiles and a variety of other things that they're very, very highly proactive in making sure it doesn't happen on their network. Google said they've worked hard to help publishers make the digital transition in the battle they had with the folks that were actually the book folks and that battle that took place. A variety of other things here. They've went after sites that violate copyright regulations, downgrading search rankings and so forth. So pretty interesting letter here by Google hitting back at News Corp. A lot of back and forth recently with these different companies. You know, one company takes a shot and another one does a response, and it's just like they're trading blows. You can tell the space is getting more serious when that type of activity happens, and it's all about trying to knock the man down a little bit to either get a better deal on something or to improve one's bottom line. FCC Democrats want to ban fast lanes and impose stricter rules on wireless. FCC Commissioners Jessica Rosenworcel and Mignon Clyburn yesterday called for stronger network neutrality rules than the ones fellow Democrat and Federal Commission Chairman Tom Wheeler has thus far supported. In a speech yesterday at a congressional forum on net neutrality, Rosenworcel said, "We cannot have a two-tiered internet with fast lanes that speed the traffic of the privileged and leave the rest of us lagging behind." So we'll see where this goes. That's two people saying that we need to have, to ban fast lanes. So that's in our favor for sure. How many of you have done voice dictation before on your mobile device? Well, apparently the folks over at Dragon Naturally Speaking have been getting some pretty big accolades for their app. And it's basically like a Dragon Dictate, and it's working really, really well. There are other voice dictation apps as well. Voice Dictation for Notes, $1.99. Of course, Nuance's Dragon Dictation. It's a free app, which unfortunately doesn't include real-time dictation. But Apple's new dictation feature, however, may render those apps obsolete because they can't be used system-wide. Okay, so what does that mean? Kind of contradicts some of the stuff they said here in the beginning of the article. He says, while you may not always be in a position to dictate text on your iOS device, you will easily get hooked on how fast voice dictation can type for you. Okay, that makes sense. So, kind of over the map here tonight. I apologize, folks. I'm kind of summarizing this article, and I got to the bottom like, huh? It threw me for a loophole there at the end. Lionsgate hopes server logs will expose Expendables leaker. And I think I've heard about this, but over the past 2 months, movie studio Lionsgate has rolled out an unprecedented anti-privacy campaign to stop people from sharing leaked copies of Expendables 3. Aside from dragging 6 file-sharing sites to court, Lionsgate sent out hundreds of thousands of takedown notices to websites that linked to pirated copies of the leaked movie. And they're basically going after log files to see if they can determine who the person was that originally shared it, that obviously had access to it and did something they didn't want being done, and you know, basically putting up on the peer-to-peer sites. At the same time, on the health front, a wearable artificial kidney hopes to gain FDA approval soon. So this is not a permanent solution. What this is for folks that are on dialysis. It gives them the ability to be a little bit more mobile. So this is kind of cool. This is great. It's a device that weighs in at about 10 pounds. It can be attached around a person's waist. And basically, it's a wearable artificial kidney that will let people to be able to move around and not be stuck on the dialysis machine. If they need to go to work, they'll be able to use this. Give them a chance, again, like go to places, school, and so forth. But it's been tested overseas and had great results. So they're bringing it here for clinical trials in the United States later this year. So if you have a family member that's in need of a kidney and they're on dialysis, a lot of folks on dialysis here in Hawaii from kidney failure, definitely make the reach out to that group. Also, the Moto G is coming to Verizon. And I think the Moto X is coming to Verizon next week as well. So is that right? I think it's only the Moto G. It's coming to Verizon next week. So a lot of people have been waiting for that in anticipation. So if you're one of those, be aware of that. Cool article over on Slashdot talking about where whistleblowers end up working. And some of them that are whistleblowers, this is pretty bad. These are government people that have whistleblown on fraud or so forth. A lot of these folks, especially if they're ones that are whistleblowing on classified type stuff, they often can't even get a job mopping a bathroom somewhere. But, you know, this guy that became the first government official confirmed the use of waterboarding of Al-Qaeda suspects in 2009, says he can't get a job anywhere. And companies are afraid that they're going to hire him, and then he's going to be hauled into court over some of these charges. And so anyway, long story short here, being a whistleblower, you better have some money in the bank, because if you don't, you may find yourself not on easy street. It's hard to see, you know, it's pretty sad to say that, but it's obvious that sometimes not saying nothing is a better solution, because if you're going to get screwed over in your career and financially, it just doesn't make a lot of sense to go out there and be a whistleblower. All right, get a 14-inch HP Chromebook and free 4G for $209.99. These are some refurbished HP Chromebook 14s, again, available for $209. Link will be up in the show notes. The FAA is saying air traffic control isn't ready for drones, and that they've got a lot of work to do with their next-gen system. Of course, next-gen is an FAA program that promises to create a nationwide satellite-based location tracking system, provide better tools for sharing information, and update aging technology, which was launched in 2004. And NextGen has made progress on these projects, but has also been consistently over budget, behind schedule. And large drones, which are currently mostly used for surveillance but could carry commercial cargo or even wireless internet signals, throw a wrench because none of their next-gen systems have been built to handle that kind of weird traffic and at altitude and much slower speeds and everything else that's going on. If you have ever borrowed money, and again, I have all these articles linked up in the show notes for you tomorrow. If you've ever borrowed money for an automobile and got less than favorable interest rates because your credit was hurt a little bit, well, don't feel so bad, because now auto loans to borrowers are considered subprime, and those with credit scores at or below 640 have spiked in the last 5 years, with roughly 25% of all new auto loans made as subprime. Basically a dollar volume of $145 billion in the first 3 months of this year. Now the New York Times reports that before they can drive off the lot, many subprime borrowers must have their car outfitted with a so-called starter interrupt device, which allows lenders to remotely disable the ignition by simply clicking a mouse or tapping a smartphone. Lenders can retain the ultimate control. Borrowers must stay current with their parents' payments or lose access to the vehicles, and leading device maker Pastime of Littleton, Colorado, says its technology has reduced late payments roughly 7% from nearly 29%. So they had a big hearing about it in New York City today about some cars that were being shut off while the people were driving them down the highway. But it is an interesting way to twist someone's arm to pay their payment. All right, Flipboard has arrived on Windows Phone a year late by mistake without flipping feature. But basically what's going on here is Nokia promised a Flipboard Windows Phone app more than a year ago, and it finally arrived in the store for a short period of time today. Despite the long delay, the app debuted without the key feature that attracted users to the app, flipping. So it was on and it was off. It wasn't actually supposed to be released. Someone pressed the publish button too soon. Good article over in Computer World talking about the FBI's big bad identification system. This month, the FBI pronounced its powerful new crime-fighting weapon, the next-generation identification, is at full operational capability. NGI replaced the Integrated Automated Fingerprint Identification System, IAFIS, which the Bureau's longstanding repository for fingerprints. But this thing does a lot of stuff. It does facial recognition, eyeball recognition. It does palm prints. It's mugshot scars, probably, you know, stuff for gang activity and so forth. I don't want to see the advertisement. Thank you so much there, Computer World. Again, Palm Prints, Retina. It just goes on and on and on and on here. And of course, the easy one, obviously, is all the body art they're tracking. But of course, the fingerprint stuff still in existence as well. But they are doing their best to bring criminals to justice with this new system. Also, there's some leaked pictures out about the Nexus 6. And I don't know if you're excited about this particular phone, but the Motorola-manufactured Nexus 6 will be available next month. It will feature a display in the range of 5.9 inches. Droid Life has posted a new picture of the purportedly shows the new Nexus 6 next to an LG G3 flagship phone. And the pictures in, if the picture is genuine, then the Nexus 6 will be absolutely massive. So maybe that's just one of many that they're going to release here. But a whopping 13 megapixel rear facing camera with a 2 megapixel front facing camera. All right, the Indian Maven spacecraft has sent its first photos back from Mars. Congratulations to the Indian Space Agency and put that satellite in orbit right on time and just did everything they were supposed to. Hey, tonight I got an invite to a new social media site called ELO, E-L-L-O, and we definitely check it up, but it's setting itself up to be the anti-Facebook, and apparently people are flooding to it. So I did get an invite, and I'll be setting up my account after the show tonight to check it out. Also, if you're not playing Ingress, it's a great game. I've been playing it for a while, but the augmented reality game where factions compete for control of the basically hidden portals around the world is coming with a new feature called Missions. So it's going to allow fellow players to take a tour of your neighborhood by basically setting some stuff up for them to do, which is pretty cool. Amazon has a new feature too. Amazon users can now add items to their wish list via a Twitter hashtag. Under the new system, users can reply to tweeted links of Amazon products with a pound Amazon wish list tag. The page will then be saved and added to the user's Amazon wish list for later browsing. So they're doing something with a cookie there for sure. If you don't have to be logged into Amazon to make that happen. Also, there's a EEG electrode face mask, which charts brain activity. And there's a new thing out there called electroencephalography, otherwise known as EEG, happens to be one of the better known methods when it comes to assessing one's brain function. However, applying the electrodes onto the scalp and have it function accurately is not exactly as easy as it looks. So they've come up with a mask that you put on, and it's made up of a flexible polyester film where the silver ink was applied via screen printing. And there's 16 hydrogel-coated electrodes that will make direct contact with the mortgage of the hair-free segments of the face. So pretty cool stuff here. They allowed them to put that on much, much faster and get it hooked up. It says stick, 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 stick. Apparently computers are doing a pretty good job basically sizing up and tracking what's going on in networks. Some computers are basically figuring out which neighborhoods are more safe than others. By using data and Google Street Views, and they're tracking crime rates on databases. This is pretty interesting stuff here. MIT's been working on this and going to be rolling it out slowly across the country where people can actually get an idea on a neighborhood. And basically, the computer will have done all the research to tell you, you know, what the neighborhood's like, which is going to be awesome. The FAA will let Hollywood use commercial drones to shoot movies. So this is big. It's granted. Basically, the FAA has granted its approval for 6 film and TV production companies to use drones on sets. So this is no surprise because Hollywood's been using them for a while already. Now, Steve Ballmer can't seem to retire from Microsoft because Steve Ballmer's banned iPads from his LA Clippers basketball team. So, wow, this is big. He doesn't want them to quit using Apple products. He just doesn't want Apple products being used on the floor when there's games and so forth. So I thought that was kind of a curiosity in itself. So, you know, he still has a huge stock holding in Microsoft, so it's not surprising. Okay, so bada bing, bada boom, Gizmodo. Brilliant packaging for invisible clear tape makes the box look empty. So apparently Scotch has come up with something called magic tape. So when you wrap a gift in fancy paper, last thing you want is ugly pieces of tape stuck all over it. Now, my wife has some trick she does. You never see the tape. So, but 3M has created Scotch brand tape that's nearly invisible and a selling point that the Hamburg-based ad agency Colby Ribby is basically driving home. And but basically, they package something together to make a box look empty. You just can't even tell it's tape. So it's basically called invisible tape. And getting some rave reviews. So those of you that are wrapping packages and stuff for Christmas and so forth, think about Magic Tape by the folks at Scotch. Google is saying that the reason we don't have diverse workplaces is because of unconscious bias. This is an interesting study here, an interesting write-up. They basically did some studies on individuals and company hiring practices, and they're saying that people aren't trying to be biased, but what's going on in our subconscious, it's causing issues. And I thought this is an interesting admission by Google, who has this huge, huge hiring process, multiple interviews, multiple managers meet with you, but they're having problems getting minorities into some of those systems, and it's the companies are ending up to be, you know, white male driven largely, and not a lot of females. But they're saying that some of these unconscious bias are affecting the makeup of Silicon Valley workforce, and it also affects what market technology companies produce each year. Because basically, women have a big input on product design, and it's not happening as much as it should. This is a good write-up. I'll let you guys check it out, and it'll be up in the show notes, obviously. A lot of details here. The rumors on a new Mac Mini coming in October, maybe even a new iPad. That's been rumored. Again, just a rumor. And final article tonight is, if you want to watch a Boeing 787 Dreamliner come together, definitely check out the video that I'll have linked up in the show notes. Kind of a weird show tonight, if I do say so myself. Kind of all over the place. And so it is what it is. I'm out of here. I'm done. I want to thank all of you guys for being with me today. Geeknews@gmail.com. Definitely feel free to send me an email or just follow us on Facebook, Google+, and so forth. I do have, what am I doing? I'm just like trying to run out of here for some reason tonight. Let me look at the time. Still got a little bit of time left here. Let me look at the date. Yes. So I get an email from Tim. And he's linking me to the iPhone 6 Ben. Thanks for that, Tim. And Michael, hey, thank you for your offer. I appreciate that. And I'm glad you're looking forward to show 1000. And I know that you've been here since about October 04. You've been one of our longest listeners of the show. So thank you for that. And you were, if you were listening to the show while I was still in Texas, you were here in single digits, man. That was definitely single digits. So thanks for being here that long. And of course, thanks to the note I got from Steve on promoting National Podcast Day on September 30th. We'll be talking about that more as well. Let's see here. What else do I have? Greg had asked, hey, Todd, you sent that email out. Why 11 p.m.? Why so late, man? It's really what it is it's because I start here at 8 p.m. Hawaiian. And again, Paul, thank you for your email. And love to come set up shop in NYC. But your upload speed is definitely envious at 86.2 megabits per second on Verizon Fios. I got another email from Steve. He said, hey, Todd, I'm a longtime listener and thought you might find this interesting. Dolphin, and I'm not familiar who Dolphin is. Dolphin has started relaying addresses correctly, entered in the address bar through a third-party website. I'm not sure what they're up to, but I know I don't like it. Oh, Dolphin is a mobile browser on Android. So if you guys are using Dolphin, be careful there, all right? And one other thing. I got one other thing that came in on Twitter. It was a direct message. Can I find it that quick? I think it was from, I know who it's from. And I'm going to have to load Twitter because I don't have the tool up. You thought you were going to get out of here on time, right? I'm absolutely out of gas tonight, folks. Running on fumes right now. All right, let me look at this direct message that came in. It was from Jim. Oh, he says, Todd, with the 6 Plus being so big, was... No. Hey, he says... He goes, hey, you make your own decision. Hope this helps, though. And he talks, he's basically got an iPhone 6 Plus bend video, basically a bend test, where a guy used a case. And he basically, he bent it a little bit. I have a link on the show. It's almost undetectable. He was just really, he was using a case to try to, you know, it was in a case and they were doing some of the same tests that people were doing stupidly with outside of a case. So, Jim, I will definitely have that up in the show notes. Jim is one of our, I think he's going to be joining our Warriors Council. I believe so. So, thanks, Jim, for that link. All right, now we'll get out of here. Geeknews@gmail.com. Hope you become an insider by going over to geeknewscentral.com/insider. Become, again, part of our GNC 1000 insiders. And we want to thank you guys for your time. I'll be back here on Monday with you for another live show with a Tuesday morning release. Until next time, everyone take care. We'll see you. Aloha.